Monday morning conversation with Jennifer Turkowitz from Tomahawk Main Street. And Gray Lusty is the co-owner of What's Brewing Downtown. He's also a board member of Tomahawk Main Street and the treasurer for Main Street. So, Gray and Jen, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Gray, it's nice to meet you here this morning. It's been a while since I've been at What's Brewing here. Tell us what's going on at What's Brewing here a little bit here first as our conversation starts.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Back patio is open for business, so big shout out to Rose and Robert, who spent a bunch of time back there getting it all weeded and getting the flowers looking pretty, and Cassie and I got the vines trimmed up last night, so the back patio is open for business, so come on down.
Yeah, it's summertime now. I don't care what the calendar says. It's definitely summertime now, so start living life here in Tomahawk like it's summertime. How long you been at What's Brewing?
We purchased What's Brewing in 2020, okay. The COVID year, so we're in our sixth summer.
So it was a learning experience, to say the least, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But Van, who we purchased a coffee shop from, great gal, and she stayed on with us for a couple of years, really, to help us get our feet wet and get us rolling.
Now, for those of us who haven't been there a while, the big question is, did you keep Van's recipes?
Absolutely, we did. Yeah. Added some of our own and got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, outstanding. And regular hours at What's Brewing Downtown?
Yep. We're 7 to 2 Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday, we're 8 to 2.
I used to go there an awful lot before I had internet access at home. I'd bring my laptop down there. Is that still encouraged at What's Brewing?
Absolutely. Okay. Come on down if you need some place to put in a few hours of work when you're on vacation or what have you.
And Van's Fudge was famous. Still so?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess it's time to get back into What's Brewing then.
Yep, for sure. And the cookies are super popular as well, and the breakfast sandwiches are always hot.
So after 6 years of doing business in downtown Tomahawk, just curious, what are some of your impressions? First of all, where did you come? Were you from Tomahawk here originally? Somewhere else?
Nope. We moved up. We lived a bunch of years in Minnesota. We came to Wisconsin in 2018, and we're living in Toma, and then we moved up here in 2020.
Well, then it's expected, coming from Minnesota, being in Wisconsin this long, you've shed your Twins and your Vikings allegiances, and now you're a big Wisconsin Packer, and I'll take that as a no.
Next question.
Yeah, pass.
That's okay. That's okay, because a good spirited conversation between folks of different allegiances is oftentimes a very great conversation.
Yep, for sure.
We can have one of those some other time. What have you learned in business about downtown Tomahawk, first of all? Are you glad you're here? You made all the right decisions? What are some of the things that really stand out?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're here for Main Street, and that's a big learning for us. I think when we first came in, we didn't really realize all the things that Tomahawk Main Street did, and now being more involved in the board and seeing, you know, how the sausage is made, so to speak, and really understanding the work that Main Street does and the volunteers for Main Street, you know, really makes Main Street a special place.
As a small businessman on a small Main Street in a small town, what does Main Street actually do to make your business life better and easier?
Well, obviously, the events are a huge draw here. That's that's kind of the signature, but then it's all the other little things, just like the flowers. We'll talk about that here in a minute, you know, to make the downtown a real beautiful, welcoming place, working on the historical marker and trying to basically really bring that, Main Street's only three blocks long, but it's huge, huge in Tomahawk.
Absolutely. What made you decide to get physically involved as a board member with Main Street?
Well,
it was your turn.
I work. My day job is in Wausau. I'm the general manager for Wausau Container.
Okay,
and that's a small, locally owned, family owned business as well. When I mentioned to Amy Pleer, who's one of the owners of Wausau Container, that maybe there's a board seat that's open and they're looking for somebody to fill it, and she said, "Well, you're a business owner. You should have a seat at that table." You know, I said, well, it's going to take some time away from my day job. And she said, that's okay. That's important.
Wow, so that's a great boss, a great person to be involved with as well. So not looking back, great decisions, great organization,
absolutely.
Great town, and we're glad you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. We are as well.
Well, Gray, thanks for being with us this morning. And Jen, how important is a business like What's Brewing to what Main Street's objective is?
It's huge. We try to, and we enjoy the fact that we have such a variety of things downtown, you know, and to have that spot where you can go have a friendly face, get a hot cup of coffee, have internet access, all that is huge. And Gray adding onto our board has been huge with his business background and his knowledge as well. He's brought some fresh ideas to the table, and then being willing to take on the treasurer to help us with some of those spots. You know, we have Sharon Drici as our treasurer. Shout out to her. Thank you for all of her years of volunteering. But it's always good, you know, to have fresh faces and new faces coming with fresh ideas, and so Gray has been a great addition.
How often is Main Street looking for board members?
So we actually have 9 board members. Each year, 3 are up for re-election. So every year at our annual meeting, our BID, the Business Improvement District members, come together. They can nominate folks, and then in February, we vote for the 3. You know, folks are welcome to stay on the board if they'd like to. Or, for example, with Char having sold her business and being off of Main Street, our bylaws do state that 7 of the 9 do have to be property or business owners in our BID district. And so when she retired, that spot had opened up, and we were able to get that filled in.
We hear that term a lot. Define BID district. What is that?
So a business improvement district. So what that basically is for our downtown is a very distinct area. So for us, it goes from Auntie M's and TTT down to Crossbridge, and then it goes alley to alley. So like bumper to bumper is in, but like Big Bear is out.
Okay.
But what that does, it's a very distinct area, and what we do is there's an assessed value on the property that goes to the city with your taxes, and then the city provides us a check as the organization, which then allows us to operate. So that way, like, the city is not taking on some of these things. So we as Main Street, you know, it's amazing, and we are so thankful for our BID. Sadly, it's only about 13% of our budget, though.
Okay.
So a lot of our other funding does come through sponsorships, donations, and fundraising. But having that core group of business owners to get us started, keep us going each year is huge. So then that way, we as Main Street can take on those projects, we can take on those events, and we can organize those, and we can run those for the downtown and take that piece off other folks.
I know you didn't mean it in a tough way, but just to soften, bumper to bumper is in and Big Bear is out. It's just geography.
It's just geography.
Yeah.
Obviously, we work with all of our businesses in the community,
right.
You know, so we work with Big Bear, and, like, you know, they have been really good with helping us and stuff. So, yeah, it's just a geography thing. There's a special equation that does go into it. If we'd ever want to expand, that is an option. We could expand our borders. That is just the initial borders that were set back in 1999 when the Business Council was formed,
okay.
And when we became a Main Street in 2008, those borders just have stayed.
If anybody else wants to get involved with Main Street in general, just because it's good for this community, what are some of the criteria you're looking for? Who's eligible? Who's not eligible? Who can be a part of Main Street?
Actually, anybody that would like to partner with us and help us with our mission and our initiatives are more than welcome. You know, they can give us a call at the office. We're happy to come to them, meet with them, explain to them all the different things that Main Street has going. We have that 4-point approach that we do follow, so we can explain all the different initiatives we're working on, and anyone's more than welcome to jump in at any time to help us out.
And just get a hold of you at the office and get all the particulars.
Absolutely.
Got it. Let's look back a little bit here. Wine Walk first and then Main Street Memories Car Show. How was the wine walk? I know that there weren't any tickets available those sell out fast every year.
They do. It's become an amazing tradition. It's always the Friday of Mother's Day weekend. We cap it at 250 tickets. Now, others are welcome to join us, but we only do 250 for folks to actually do the sampling. This year was a knockout year. We had 29 wine stops, as well as one stop. Coldwell Banker had opened a little too late to be able to be included on the wine list, but they were a food stop. So we have those opportunities as well. But just a great day. Thank you to everybody who came down. It was amazing.
And for people that didn't want to drink wine, there was coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do. That's a big part of it. A lot of people don't realize for the wine walk, the wine tasting's part of it. But every single one of the businesses, you know, has something out there that they're providing for foods or treats or what have you, you know, cheese and crackers or
I hear fudge goes good with wine.
Yep. Yeah.
It does.
We always have samplers out for the fudge, you know, and we usually have a darker red wine that pairs nice with the chocolate fudge.
So here's an idea. So wine goes with Mom's Day. We need a beer day for Dad's Day.
Well, we have Oktoberfest, but we actually hold that in October.
A beer crawl for dads.
Mm-hmm, something to think about. Yeah, we did ours as an Oktoberfest block party, but something to think about. Yeah, because it's kind of a fun thing. You know, we look at it as a unique way to get folks downtown after hours when a lot of our businesses aren't normally open.
Sure.
So it gives them kind of that night experience with the bonus of getting to try wine.
Yeah. NA beers are getting big.
They are.
Remember to include NA beers.
Oh, for sure. We had NA wine as well.
Really?
Yes, we did.
I guess I didn't know about that.
Yep, and then we have water and soda and things for designated drivers. There's no fee for the designated drivers. We encourage that, and they drink free all night at all the different stops with, again, water, soda, and things.
So needless to say, the wine walk's going to happen again.
Absolutely, yep.
And will there be any chance of expanding ticket availability, or are we pretty much sold out?
We've discussed it the last several years. What we have found in the past is, again, because it's open to anyone to come join us downtown, we usually end up with more than the 250. We usually end up with between 500 and 600 people downtown.
Wow, really?
Because they can
enjoy
with the, you know, they can stop at the bars and restaurants and things and have the different things on the street. So we end up with a lot more. So as soon as we start bumping up those tickets, then we're going to get to the point where now we're talking porta potties and security and things like that. So
Understood.
Then we're going to almost price ourselves out of something that's become a very intimate tradition.
Sometimes too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll keep it just the way it is, but people have to be on their toes. So if they don't get tickets, people shouldn't be discouraged that they can't participate.
No, not at all. Come on down. Again, all of our businesses are open. There's plenty of other things to try, and we often have music, you know, Honeycomb Law. She always generously gets music. We had another band down by Auntie M's this year playing, so it is kind of growing a little bit with some different entertainment on the street as well.
The Main Street Memories car show must have been a little bit different. A long time part of that show wasn't there this past year. I understand our DJ that had that really cool DJ booth right in the corner down there, he passed away, so he wasn't there anymore.
He was not. And sadly, we also lost Swede, who was one of the original founders.
Yeah.
But we were excited because Swede's daughter brought his car.
Really?
And yes. And Pat was very kind. He had Hobo's truck, so he brought Hobo's truck. So we were able to have both those vehicles on display for the car show.
Nice.
So that we could honor them. That was really special.
How did it go? How many vehicles showed up?
Oh, we had 306 officially registered vehicles, plus our two on display, plus we had a display area over by Gerber, and then we had some folks who came after the fact that kind of snuck in at the end just to show off, but weren't eligible for the trophies or anything. So it was amazing. We had, I think, 14 craft vendors, 14 food vendors. The kids area was packed, and I saw a lot of goldfish walking by.
Yeah. And Gray, you said part of the whole appeal to Main Street is they bring these events. It must be a big business day on that Main Street Memories car show for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. That is that with 4th of July and obviously, you know, Fall Ride are kind of the real big hitters for us over the course of the year.
Hmm. And let's talk a little bit of flowers here because we are known for our flowers downtown. Thank God that we have Justin Cerny up north of town to make our downtown look gorgeous every single year. Jen, I don't know about you, but people that are just passing through the radio station at times, I'll overhear some talk out in the office. We just love the flowers here in Tomahawk. We come specifically just to see. People come to this town specifically to see the flowers hanging downtown.
Yes.
When are we going to see flowers hanging downtown?
This morning!
Yay!
Yay! Yes, Justin and his crew, absolutely amazing job every year. We're so excited that they actually came through last night, early morning, to get those placed for everybody. They've done an amazing job. We said to Justin, hey, 250 years this year. Can we shake it up? Everybody's used to the white and pink and purple.
Yeah.
Can we shake it up? Can we go red, white, and blue this year? Red, white, and blue up and down the downtown. The flags are up. The honor banners are up. What an absolute beautiful view down there.
I know how long it takes me to water all of our stuff just on my little property. I am dead dog tired after a weekend of taking care of stuff around my place. It takes a lot more to take care of the downtown flowers and stuff. Let's talk about how that happens every day.
Yes, absolutely. We have an amazing crew. Justin works with us, helps us out get the right fertilizer mix, and we've got a crew that every morning get up by 6 o'clock. They meet the city workers at the garage. They get that fertilizer water mixed, and they hop in that cart that the city helps us maintain, and they go up and down Main Street and up and down. We do the boulevards as well, so the boulevards on either end of Main Street as well as the landscaping around by the four-way, all that is maintained by Main Street, and this amazing group that goes takes care of watering it. We've got weeders who are volunteering, helping to make sure everything's looking good, so...
I know where fire trucks come from. I know where police cars come from. Where does the watering vehicle come from that takes care of all those waters in downtown Tomahawk, all the plants?
It is actually at the city garage. The city gentlemen are very kind. They help us maintain that, and then the worker or our volunteers head over there, and they hop in that little
So is that water. Is that something other municipalities have? Is specific for maintain, or has that been rigged to work for our flower watering here in Tomahawk?
A little of both.
Okay.
A lot of cities are trying to find ways to have the amazing flowers similar to what we do, and that one has it's a big tank that's actually been mounted to like to an old bobcat. So and you know, we've got a great crew. We're always looking if folks want to be a part of the crew to help water, weed, whatever. We're always looking for folks to volunteer. And Jen drove the truck, and I didn't hit anything. So I mean, you're all capable. If I can handle that rig, you guys can do it too.
So you're looking for rainmakers.
Rainmakers, we like to call them. Yeah, they're amazing group. But yeah, always looking for folks who can, you know, substitute or want to learn more about the downtown. Hop on there. It's a two-seater, so you can hop in there, drive around, learn more about our downtown with our volunteers.
Outstanding. Our youngest, when he went to college, we said, what are you going to do with an engineering degree? He says, I want to make people's lives better every day. Maybe designing a specific vehicle like this to make sure that all municipalities can have a downtown just like ours. That'd be something that an engineer could do to make everybody's life a little bit better.
It would be amazing.
I'm going to pass that on to Gabriel. when I talk to him a little bit.
Perfect.
North for the Fourth t-shirts. That is an iconic part of being in Tomahawk. Those have been around for how long?
Over 40 years.
Okay.
It actually started off with a local environmental group that did it as a fundraiser. And then when they kind of were separating and things, Jim Wise was part of that. And of course, Jim Wise was instrumental in our downtown business council in Tomahawk Main Street. And so he brought that fundraiser here to Main Street. So every year that has become a bigger and bigger fundraiser, which has been amazing. Dawn from Honeycomb Loft does an amazing job working with Ryan at Printworks to get that design. Ryan gets those all printed for us, and we're super excited this year, especially now as a grandma with a little one. We have infant and toddler sizes.
This is the
first
you're a grandma.
Done them. I am a grandma.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So yes, I have little Naomi Rain, and I am very excited. She has her very first North for the Fourth shirt this year.
Outstanding. Isn't it the best thing ever?
Oh, it's so great.
Yep. It's the gray, you concur?
Yeah, yep. it's little Finley Gray is going to be rocking it up North for the Fourth.
Yes.
Okay, Leo and Everett going to need some this year too.
Yes,
now.
Please.
So we all got to get them for the grandkids, right?
Yes, over at Honeycomb Loft, that's where she's got them. We do have them online for those folks who aren't in Tomahawk, want to get them, but Honeycomb Loft locally is carrying all of them for us.
I skipped over the fundraising for the Rainmakers. I mean, you've got a goal, a lofty goal. You're almost halfway to that $10,000. How can people help contribute to that?
We are. You're more than welcome to mail your donation to us, or if you want to stop in, drop off a check. We do accept credit cards. There's also on GiveButter, we have a site that we can get you as well if you'd like to make an online donation. Yeah, it's a high goal, but when you with the flowers and the fertilizer and the gas and everything that goes into that program down there, it's about $10,000 each year that Main Street invests into these beautiful flowers. So love any assistance anybody would like to offer us.
Tomorrow's Tuesday, June 9th. What's happening tomorrow?
It's two things. We're busy on Main Street with our farmers market. That is going to be going from 11 until 3. But then we're also partnering up with the Historical Society. As you folks know, we're bringing in that historical marker and the additional educational signage. And so we're doing the second of three fundraisers. This one is going to be our Let's Get Spooky fundraiser. This one's going to actually be out at Bootleggers. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a history on bootleggers itself. And then we actually have the WASA Paranormal Research Society is going to be coming. A lot of folks talk about the hauntings and the things that take place at Bootleggers. So they're going to come up and they're going to have a fun night with us. And we're going to see if we can maybe capture some of those moments.
The hauntings may be because too many people were imbibing in what was being bootlegged.
Exactly.
That could be a strong possibility there too.
Yes, and there'll be some old-fashioned moonshine there as well as some food and everything. Vicky's Photoshop's going to be out there with us as well taking pictures, and we'll even have tarot card reading. So it's going to be a great night.
Tomahawk Main Street makes a lot of stuff happen. They bring a lot of good things to our downtown community. That is for sure. So for that, Jennifer, thank you very much for being at the helm. And Gray Lusty is the treasurer and board member. Gray, how would you like to leave us any last words from you here this morning about Main Street or what's brewing?
Maybe just to let everybody know that it does take a lot. That was something I was a little bit ignorant to before I got directly involved with the Main Street board. So lots going on. So a lot of ways to volunteer to help. A lot goes into it. So we really welcome anybody's support.
Absolutely. And Jen, last words from you this morning.
Yeah, kind of echo what Grace said. Thank you to everybody who has supported us. Anybody that would like to support us, whether that be financially through volunteer time, because it does take an army down there. And just want to learn more about us and say, how, you know, what can I do? How can I help make a difference? We'd love to have a chat with you. You can call our office, say, at 453-1090. Our email is director@tomahawkmainstreet.org. We have a website, tomahawkmainstreet.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. In fact, we have three Facebook pages. We keep up the general one, the Tomahawk Main Street. Reach out anytime.
Tomahawk Main Street, just one of the things that make this community unique and very, very, very nice place to live and to work and to raise a family and have the grandkids come and visit more often.
Exactly.
Gray and Jen, thanks for being here this morning. Have a good Monday, and we'll see you down the road on Main Street.
Thank you.
Thanks.